Dang, I missed the Americans last night. Jerry Bader Show. I forgot it was Wednesday. I'm all confused. I'll have to watch it. I'm sure I DVR'd it. I'm pretty sure I DVR'd it. I instead watched another episode of Scandal. I'm just on season one. I've watched four episodes now. It's good. It's a very good show. I'm just getting tired of one little thing. She's always right except when she's not. Kerry Washington's character, Olivia Pope, okay, she's never wrong. She's been wrong like every time so far. She's heard that radar, or just wait, you're saying? Just wait? All right. And I have not watched The Following in days because, I don't know if I can handle a series where you can't trust anyone, where anyone could be part of this cult. I don't know. And maybe all of this stuff has been resolved because I'm back on last year. But, okay, I'll keep pushing through, but do you know how many shows I'm trying to watch right now? The Americans are back. I watch Person of Interest. I watch Blue Bloods. I am now trying to catch up on The Following. I am trying to catch up on Scandal, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad. Got that. You're right. I understand the value of these shows, Jason. I get that very clearly. Now, I have all of that, and I have season 8 of Dexter to watch yet. Good news is I've got two books I'm reading right now. I'm about 100 pages into a book. I really recommend this book, Five Who Came Back. It's the story of the five Hollywood producers who served their country chronicling World War II. And that includes the emancipation of the concentration camps. Hollywood has changed so much. And back in the 30s, the government was already keeping an eye on Hollywood directors and actors because concerned about un-American activities. They look absolutely radical right. It's a very interesting read. I can't think of the author's name right now. It's Mark. Blah, 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 blah. But if you use Amazon or, if you download on your iPad, Five Who Came Back. Oh, you didn't see that story, Jason? Jason just saw the story online about the Russia Today or whatever the network is called. American-based. She quit on air because of she couldn't lie for the Russian government anymore. Abby Martin, that was you. Really? You're not familiar? Well, go ahead and play the audio. I would think this was pretty big news yesterday. I thought you knew about that. Yeah, go ahead. Jason will play. This is RT.
Last night, RT made international headlines when one of our anchors went on the record and said Russian intervention in Crimea is wrong. And indeed, as a reporter on this network, I face many ethical and moral challenges, especially me personally, coming from a family whose my grandparents came here as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution, ironically to escape the Soviet forces. I have family on the opposite side, on my mother's side, that sees the daily grind of poverty. And I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country. And that is why personally I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
By the way, I misspoke. That was Liz Wall. Abby Martin, the day previous, criticized Russia's occupation of Crimea. And then yesterday, fellow anchor Liz Wall announced that she was quitting the network in protest. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, if we could just get reporters in other American-based networks to quit on air when they feel that they're just pushing propaganda provided by the government. Now, technically, although Rush Limbaugh calls it state-run media, the state does not own our media companies. But sometimes watching, I suppose, MSNBC is such low-hanging fruit, but even the other ones. You know, all the rest of the Alphabet Network except for Fox. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, let's get to this. I've been teasing it for a long time, and we kept pushing it back. I've said for some time I was surprised that Mary Burke, if she's really going to spend as much of her own money as we are told she is going to spend, somewhere in the neighborhood of between $7 million and $10 million, that she would have started doing that to brand herself, to identify, define is the word I'm looking for, define herself before Republicans do. Republican Governors Association saw that opening, ran a spot of their own, and now she has responded. I'm going to have Jason play the audio. I'm going to comment on this, and then I'm going to make a prediction, or I might have you make a prediction. Let's see how this works out. This is the audio from a brand new Mary Burke for Governor spot.
Mary Burke. Today, 930 people work at Trek, the great Wisconsin company she helped build. And when she was Commerce Secretary, there were 72,000 more jobs than today. So why is Scott Walker's RGA spending $1 million attacking her? Under Walker, unemployment's up, job prospects are down to 45th in the nation, and the layoffs continue. There's a better way. A strong economy starts with a strong middle class, and that's what Mary Burke's working on every day.
One, I have no idea how she's working on it. Two, to say she helped build Trek Bike is laughable. But let's get to the big one. She says, and the voiceover guy said it there, under Walker, unemployment is up. There is no possible way that that's not a lie. There is no possible way. Right now, do you know what unemployment is in Wisconsin right now? It's 6.2. While the announcer says that, there is an animated graphic that shows the unemployment rate going from 4.8 to 6.2 under Walker's watch. 4.8 to 6.2. Let me tell you right now, when Scott Walker took office, you know what unemployment was in Wisconsin? Take a guess, Jason. Take a guess. Well, you know, that's a right and wrong answer. And I don't think it's an accident that you said 9%. It spiked to 9.2% under Jim Doyle. But by the time Walker took office, it's 7.7, it's now 6.2. Okay? But nowhere in there do you hear 4.2. So how could she have an animation piece that shows going up from 4.8 to 6.2? Well, she's lying. But did she make up that number out of thin air? No. That was the number when she left the Commerce Secretary's office in 2007. It would spike, it would more than double in 2 years to 9.2. It would recede a bit before Walker got there in 2011 to 7.7. It is now about a point and a half lower than that. So she's lying. It did not rise from 4.8 to 6.2. It did not happen. I have a prediction about this ad. What is the easiest prediction you can make about this ad? I want to see if anybody had 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is a blatant falsehood. I have a specific prediction about this. I want to see if anybody has this. Jason is on the phone, furrowed brow. Well, then talk to somebody else because I want to see if someone else can figure this out. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What is the easiest prediction that you can make? Now, there are actually two of them. I actually would accept two of them. Mike We'll get to Mike here in just a second. Mike in Green Bay. Mike, go ahead. What do you think
hey,
it is?
Jerry, my prediction is that every big mouth liberal who doesn't know what they're talking about is going to go, look, 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 the same way they did when they said that we're 49th in jobs in the Forbes report.
It will be accepted as fact. That is true. That's actually not the one I was thinking of. It's related. It'll be accepted as fact, and the left will be touting this. And by the way, until Colin Roth said where she got that 4.8% from, I had no idea where the hell she got that 4.8% from, because I knew that wasn't the number when he took office. To Lewis in Phillips. Lewis, how are you, the Jerry Bader Show?
Yeah, Jerry, I just got a prediction that the Milwaukee Journal will predict that this is completely truth.
Okay, you think so? Do you think they'll go that? By the way, Lewis is thinking the way I'm thinking. Do you think they'll go completely true? I was predicting somewhat false, or mostly false, when it's freaking pants on fire, but which is what it should be. You think they're going to go all the way and call it true, huh?
I wouldn't highly doubt that, because the way they've been leaning so far left, it's just amazing.
Well, here's what I think they're... Lewis, thanks for the call. You know what? I guess I'm more optimistic than Lewis. This should be pants on fire, because it's a damn lie. Here's what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to say that it's mostly false. Well, it is higher than the 6.2%. I'm sorry, why do we keep doing that? The 4.8% when she was there, it is higher. So it's not entirely false. It's false because it says unemployment is up under Scott Walker. There is no way to slice that. There is no way to dice that. I think they are going to slice and dice it where it should be a pants on fire. Here's the other thing you can predict. Oh, my God, is this going to be ugly? If she's starting this now, this is going to, every dime she spends is going to be lying through her teeth. Which, I mean, I understand that that's how these things work. But this is so disingenuous. This is such an outright lie. And they're trying, oh, no, in 2007 it was 4.8 and now it's 6.2, so it's up. No, it's down from when he took office. See, I'm telling you, I bet you the Journal, let's see. Now, maybe they'll surprise me. Maybe they will. One other thought on this. This is from Rick Eisenberg, also at Right Wisconsin, making a great point. Liberals believe money isn't free speech. That money isn't speech. Money spent on advertising for political causes, political advertising isn't free speech. Oh, there's a prediction that she'll pull it. I don't think so. Oh, they thought about it before they ran it. We'll see. I'm going to say I disagree with that, but we'll see. Eisenberg makes the case in his piece that you hear money is not speech. That is the slogan of the speech rationing left. Well, they make a point. Madison lawyer Daniel Rotier was recently arrested and pled guilty to wife beating. Okay. All right. He had given money to Burke's campaign. She has since returned it. Eisenberg's point is a really good one. If money isn't speech, if it's just money, then it doesn't matter who it came from, right? Because it's just money. And it doesn't have any ideology or opinion or character connected to it. It's just money. It's not speech. Of course it is. So when she real, and he points out candidates do this all the time. When you find out the giver is tainted, the money is tainted. Why should that be? He writes. How is that keeping someone's money could be affected by a subsequent wrongful conduct? How is that? Why should anyone think Mr. Rotier's subsequent wrongful conduct has anything to do with Mary Burke? If there is no expressive conduct involved, that is, if there's no expressive conduct involved in the act of giving or accepting contributions, why shouldn't she or anyone else care about the unrelated conduct of her donors? Here's why. Making and receiving a campaign contribution is a form of association between the donor and candidate, by which he expresses support for her campaign and she accepts his endorsement. In a way, each lends his or her name to the other to make a political statement and accomplish a political purpose. What happened last week is that Mary Burke decided she no longer wished to associate with Daniel Rotier. Money turned out to be speech after all. A brilliant point on his part. If I make a case on a radio talk show supporting Scott Walker, or if I give him $1,000, is any less an expression of is one any less an expression of support than the other? No. Yeah, and if I step in it and Scott Walker gives the money back, why is that? Because he doesn't want to be associated with me. That, you know, that's why. Or gives it to a charity or whatever. As That's happened on the other side. But a great point. Oh, man, we have not left much time for this. We have to get to the story where it's not illegal in Massachusetts to look up women's skirts. You didn't hear that one either? Did you oversleep or something today? Well, we'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 10:51.
The Jerry Bader Show.